The Australian World Orchestra has been described as a miracle production, which maybe sounds like a bit of an exaggeration, but if you think about it, corralling 90 of Australia's finest classical musicians scattered across the globe, making their crowded diaries align and getting them all in one place does sound like a fairly heroic, if not miraculous, undertaking. This year, the Dream Team is back to perform in Melbourne, Sydney, and for the first time, Canberra. And among those performing is violinist Lucas Barr and Lucy Carrick and cellist Jonathan Bearcash. They join us in our Melbourne studios. Lucas, Lucy, and Jonathan, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you very much.
Lucas, let's start with you. You were born and grew up in Melbourne, but you moved to Germany at the age of 16. I think you've been there for a couple of decades now. In Cologne, you're the principal violinist for the WDR Symphony Orchestra. What does it mean for someone with that experience and so firmly based there in Europe, what does it mean to bring that experience and that talent back home to be part of something like the World Orchestra?
I've been waiting for a chance like this for many years, and as soon as this the Australian World Orchestra sort of was founded, I think it was 2012, this sort of gave me the chance, because leaving at the age of 16, I was kind of off the grid and didn't really have much contact to the Australian musicians. So this has given an opportunity to come back to this wonderful orchestra and meet a lot of fantastic musicians and really enjoy the project.
How difficult is it, Lucy? You're based in Hobart, I think, now with the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra, but you spent time overseas in Germany too. How difficult is it forming an orchestra, imagine in pretty double-quick time, with performers that aren't used to playing together, that are used to playing in their own high-profile, very individual orchestras? What's that process like?
I think there are difficulties, but it's also part of the charm of the orchestra. We all, for example, the wind players play at different pitches in different orchestras, so there's an element of having to come together and work out a unanimous sound that is now uniquely Australian in a way. For the string players, it's again, it's a unique sound that comes together because we are playing in different orchestras and we have different sounds across the world, and then we come together and create our own unique sound, which is,
I've seen it described as a living organism, this orchestra, and just this is a quote I love: the blending of Australian musicians working within Australia creates, and around the world, creates an extraordinary energy as the players react in real time to the sounds nurtured in Australia and stimulated by the greatest orchestras in the world. Do you sense that? Is it a particular energy in this group?
Oh, yes, and I was thinking that actually just yesterday. We react very quickly. We're listening all the time because it's different to what we're used to. So, yeah, it's really fascinating. It's a fascinating thing to sit in the middle of, actually.
Yeah, but how much time do you have together before you're on stage doing it?
Oh, a couple of, is it 4 days, I think? Yeah,
three or four days. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to test you out now, Lucas. What are you going to play for us this morning?
I think Jono's going to tell us that one.
Oh, Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan.
Yeah, so we've got some Grieg for you all, actually. We're doing Grieg Arietta, which is from his lyric pieces.
Let's hear it.
Thank you.
extraordinarily beautiful. That's Grieg's L'Arietta, performed by Jonathan Bekash on cello and Lucy Carrig and Lucas Barr on violin. Thank you, all of you, for joining us, and good luck with these concerts coming up. It sounds like a tremendously exciting process. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Lucas Barr, Lucy Carrig and Jonathan Bekash performing this month with the Australian World Orchestra on stage at the Arts Centre in Melbourne tomorrow night, Canberra Saturday night, and Sydney next Tuesday.